It's the 18th of March, and this is Rheon Jones of the Consultation Institute with some observations on the legal judgment that was handed down last Thursday about neighbourhood planning. It's going to be known as the Dawes Hill case, and it's about an area to the south of High Wycombe where there's been a tremendous drama played out that I think is going to be typical of debates and discussions we're going to have up and down the country as decisions have to be taken to designate this area or that area as being a neighbourhood for the purposes of a neighbourhood plan. Now, what happened here, very simply, was that residents in this area called Dawes Hill wanted to include in the area for which they wanted to do their neighbourhood planning, they wanted to include two sites which the local authority disagreed about their inclusion. Now, one of those sites was a disused RAF base where the plans have been earmarked for a while to build many hundreds of houses. And although planning permission hasn't yet been awarded, the strategic decision appears to have been taken. And you can see why the council didn't particularly want to reopen that debate, and for that reason decided that the area for the purposes of neighbourhood planning shouldn't include that and one other site. Now, the judge came out in favour of Wycombe District Council, ruling that councils have a very broad discretion as to how they designate areas. But other people, of course, may argue that it drives a coach and horses through the whole principle of localism. If we try and tell local people how to define their areas, maybe they will not be as committed to the kind of community engagement that the government's localism strategy has assumed. So for that and many other reasons, we believe that defining your neighbourhood becomes a really important decision to be taken in the next few years. And of course, if you look carefully at the legislation, there is a requirement on councils that they consult communities before they draw these rather important lines on a map. Will that consultation be good enough? Will it be robust enough to withstand judicial review? Will it be best practice? These are all questions that we in the Institute are getting interested in, and for that reason, the significance of the Dawes Hill and Wycombe case can't be overestimated.